And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. Alt country star and Grammy-nominated singer from Texas, Tony Camel, punches out his life-affirming tune, We're Gonna Live. Zydeco legend Jeffrey Broussard gives a good old un deux trois from New Orleans, and Rima from London will set you adrift on a wave of stardust, and just wait till you hear her voice. And I'm going to tell you about the time that I opened for Brandi Carlile on her home turf. I'm Tom Russo. It's great to have you with us. We begin with a dandy of a number written and performed by John R. Miller, who's got a new album out on Rounder Records called Heat Comes Down. A gifted guitar player who knows what he wants, and that is evident in the cool way he delivers Outset of the Breeze. Check it.
Got a dog sleeping underneath the steering wheel. A bed laid out back with my guitar. Single Crater Records riding shotgun beneath the eastern panhandle stars. I pushed my luck through a minefield, rode it to the edge of a mountaintop, used it as a vessel in white water. When it went down, I was cast upon the rock. I've been tired standing in the doorway, but I couldn't stand to let it shut on me. You can visit anytime while I'm away. I heard that wayward wind blowing through the trees, and I went looking for the outset of the breeze. Tattoos and tall boys, trapping possums for the local restaurants, waiting around for love to come and find me, and all the cross ties that a restless soul could want. I didn't save a solitary dollar, 'cause I never thought I'd ever have enough ever quit whatever I was doing, which, as it turns out, wasn't very much. I've been tired of standing in the doorway, but I couldn't stand to let it shut on me. You can visit any time while I'm away. I heard that wayward wind blowing through the trees. Outset of the breeze.
Some of my earliest inspirations were the people around me, friends starting bands and making cool stuff. I was deeply inspired by the local music and creative scene growing up. And then I may not have learned about traditional string band music if I hadn't been in West Virginia, which is what I did for years, and got to learn upright bass and some fiddle and banjo along the way. My earliest influences were songwriters, but guitar players and fiddlers kind of took over. Folk music came to me late in high school and in the form of Doc Watson and Mississippi John Hurt and the Carter Family, among many others, and many that I'm still finding out about today. But that sort of led me into old time and bluegrass. But I was listening to songwriters the whole time, trying to sort of wring out as much magic from them as I could consume, and I still do. I think my favorite instrument that I've had in my hands, I mean, I really love my little Martin triple aught 18. I saved up to buy that with some tour money, and it was the first really nice guitar that I got to buy for myself, and that one's the first one that comes to mind. So love what you got. It's a song called Toll Booth. Turnpike Plaza's got me down again. Coal fluorescents, toilets overflowing. Under the big silver sky, no exit sign. I set forth upon the great unknown. You can barely see over the pine. Wish I was back there picking grapes off of your vine. Rent's overdue, so I'm calling you. Nothing much, wanted to drop you a line. Hail Mary, full of fear. They ought to be paying people to drive out here. Philo die in the Quaker midnight. I think the toll booth operator's high. I don't wonder why. Every crusted nickel I've been dimed. I could have made it back when I was in my prime. If you can't pay Billy anyway, we can't wait to see you back next time. Found a glossy $100 bill. Inside something about damnation and free will. Darkness can wait, I'm already running late. And I shall not have too much time to kill. Hail Mary, full of fear. They ought to be paying people to drive out here. Philo die in the Quaker midnight. I think the toll booth operator's high. I don't wonder why. I don't wonder why.
It's the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Russo, and you just heard a live session from musician John R. Miller. And thanks for that, John. Well, man, it was scorching hot for like 3 days earlier this week in North Dakota. And I was looking up cool and sweet, refreshing drinks to wetten the whistle, like the mint julep. And actually, the mint julep is a very famous drink, and it appears in many novels, actually. It's kind of like a character. Recently, I reread The Great Gatsby, and they love to drink mint juleps in that book. And they also drink gin rickeys in The Gatsby, and of course, champagne is all over the place. But then I thought about things that are famous locally and spirit-free. I grew up, not all the time, but some of the time, drinking lime Coke from a spot in Grand Forks called the Kegs. And they serve it with those perfect ice cubes. fact, I think it's the ice cubes that make the drink taste so good. You know which ones I'm talking about. They're the little round ice cubes. Well, lime Coke is an easy enough thing to make right on the spot at home. Only a couple of ingredients in a quick stir, and bam, from me to you. Here's to a great summer. We turn now to Rima, an artist endowed with a voice that has lilt in circumference. And on top of that, it is just plain old timeless. The simple yet unique blend, that's for sure, kind of like my lime Coke. Rima is one of these artists that hits those kinds of notes that make you want to bow down. But you can't because, well, because you just got to see where that beauty is coming from. I think you're all really going to enjoy this. It's Rima, R-E-E-M-A, on the Great American Folk Show.
Here, hold this. It's the weight of the whole world, and it's heavier than you can imagine, but it's oh so fragile. Feel the weight of your expectations weighing heavy on your chest now. Let them go, just let them go. It's the whole world now, mostly water running through. It's the whole. You think they do. Don't let it all consume you. Wait, don't move. Feel the air throw its arms around you, holding tighter than you can imagine, but it's oh so gentle. It's bliss. Feel the lack of your direction. Don't fear the emptiness. You have time. Let it pass. It's the whole world, mostly water running through. It's the whole. You think they do. Don't let it all consume you. Here and now, nothing else really has to matter. Folding out into the future, it's so unknown, but it's okay. It's just a matter of perception. Don't be afraid to change. You are here, and that is all. You are here, and that is all. It's the whole world, mostly water running through. It's the whole world. Things don't matter like you think they do. All things don't matter like you think they do.
Hi, I'm Rima. I'm a singer-songwriter from Brighton in the UK. What a total honour to be talking to you on the Great American Folk Show. Thanks so much for having me. I've decided to play my song Little Bird for you because I've been thinking a lot about what prompted me to write the song and the healing that happens through writing songs in the first place. I've never felt like I fit in anywhere in my life. I'd move around trying and failing to connect, to make friends, to reach out. I would watch other people and try to copy their mannerisms and reactions just to fit in. I would get so angry with myself when I couldn't do it. I realize now I was simply forcing myself to be something I wasn't. It's almost as though I was a bird being forced to be a human. And as soon as I could accept that, I could simply enjoy existing as me. My nickname as a child was actually Bird, so I guess this is where that thought came from. I think our expectations of ourselves are often so unfair and unrealistic. Allowing and trusting in yourself just the way you arrived here in this crazy world is such a weight lifted from your shoulders. So, Little Bird is me just apologizing to little me for forcing her to be something she wasn't. I hope you're able to be yourself in whatever version of yourself you're at right now. But why do so many of us feel this way? As not good enough just as we are? I think it has a lot to do with how we value ourselves in the first place. We feel we have to earn our place here and make ourselves worth something by achieving success, looking a certain way, earning money, and feeling useful. But actually, we're already worth so much without having to do a thing. Our existence is a miracle in itself, and each one of us is absolutely meant to be here. My song Whole World is about exactly that. It was my way of working through my anxiety and overthinking and reminding myself of what's important. It's not that things don't matter, but that things don't matter like we think they do. Stopping, zooming out, and realizing what's actually important. And it's so often not what we're worrying and obsessing over. So, I wish you all the love you deserve and hope you feel as valuable as you are. Embrace your inner weirdo, because nobody does it better than you. I guarantee it.
Now I see little bird, little bird. I'm sorry I didn't let you fly. And now I see little bird, oh, I'm sorry I tried to make you smaller. Wasn't any easier sure you'd appreciate this after all these years. I was scared and tried to fit in with everybody else. That wasn't okay. I'm sorry for who I was. I struck you down, tried to hide your wings. Wish I'd been wiser, understood all these things. You are a bird, try to make it a girl, cage into something so impossible. Little bird, little me, little bird, little me. Oh, I'm sorry I was embarrassed by who you were.
and now I see little me, little me. Oh, I punished you for all the things you couldn't be. I struck you down, tried to hide your wings. Wish I'd been wiser, understood all these things. You are a bird, tried to make you a girl, caged into something so impossible. Little bird, little bird, little me, little me, little bird, little bird, little me.
A friend of mine once told me that you have to be ready to accept your fate in the music business. Let me share with you a little story. Long time ago, I opened for Brandi Carlile on tour. Our first show was Saturday, August 6th in Seattle at the Showbox. I remember it very well. We met in the green room beforehand. She and her band were warm and inviting and happy to have me there. I wasn't expecting her to offer to introduce me to the stage, but it was her crowd. It was her home base, and how could I say no?
Look to the clock on the wall, hands hardly moving at all.
So I waited in the wings as she took the mic, and she said, "We'll be out in just a bit, but first I want to introduce to you." There were hundreds just sort of packed in there. It was sold out. There might have even been 1,000 people there. The energy was feelable. And Brandi continued a few seconds longer with some very complimentary things about me and my music. I mean, I had no idea that she knew so much about me. So as you can imagine, I was kind of walking on air. And then she gestured to me in the wings where I was standing, gleaming. And she said, "And here he is now to open the show, Mark Broussard." What? Okay, there is a Mark Broussard. He's very accomplished. He's a singer-songwriter from Louisiana. And I knew his music, too, very well at the time. I mean, I could kind of see where the confusion came in. I mean, his name is Broussard. My name is Brousseau. But our music couldn't be more different. I'm more textbook folk and Mark's more blues. He's soulful, I'm prairie. And we couldn't be more different in appearance. I mean, for starters, he has a beard. I took the stage after she called me by Mark's name. We embraced for a moment, and I thanked her for the warm introduction. And I don't really recall if there was much disappointment from the crowd when they realized I wasn't Mark Broussard, but Tom Brousseau. Maybe they didn't know Mark's music. Or maybe they did, but they didn't know what he looked like. So I could think of nothing else to do in that moment other than politely substantiate Brandi's introduction. And I said, "It's good to be here, Seattle," I may have said. "I'm Mark, and I've got a few songs to play for you. I hope you will all enjoy them." And I accepted my fate. And despite the whole name thing, what I appreciated most on tour, and any time that I've been with anybody on tour, but especially with Brandi Carlile, was the hospitality that she and her band showed me. Well, I was reminded of this story because joining us momentarily is one of the most celebrated Zydeco players on the circuit today. His name is Jeffrey Broussard. No relation to Mark Broussard, though he too hails from Louisiana. And it is very hard to put into words the kind of things that I think that make up Jeffrey's musical DNA. But this I know for sure. French is in there, and the electric accordion is in there, and there's plenty of horns. Every state has its legends. And Jeffrey Broussard is the embodiment of Louisiana's pure pulse. He joins us now from the Maple Leaf Bar in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Broussard. jamming with the nighttime sitting in. You're here at Maple Leaf, man, knocking things out. Y'all need to check us out. I mean, we're doing some new things, and it's only going to get better. Check out the new album, man. I think y'all going to love it.
Get your dance partner. We'll be right back. loving it here, y'all. Next song, we're going to slow it down a little bit. It's called I'm Coming Home. Right where I belong.
Yeah, a little something about a late great king, Clifton Chenier.
Jackson on the trombone.
Oh, hell no!
Charles, I'll tell you.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. It's the Great American Folk Show. Thanks for listening today. There's a guy from North Dakota who has gone out to make a name for himself, and he is doing it. He's from Grand Forks, my hometown. Though I never knew him, I'm older, you see, and our paths just never crossed. His name is Brandon Kruger, and he'll join us in just a moment. Over the years, I have come to really appreciate the rich music traditions that we have in the Peace Garden State, especially our singer-songwriters. I mean, we have mainstays like our state's official troubadour, Chuck Suki, who writes about West Dakota things, and Jesse Veer, also from the western part. Chuck's from Mandan, and Jesse's from Watford. And then you have folks who've left to pursue music, but who never forgot about the prairie, like Leo Rondeau from Turtle Mountain, who went to Nashville, and Brennan Lee from Fargo-Moorhead, also living in Nashville, and Brandon Kruger, who went to Texas. We are so proud of all of the artists that we have here in North Dakota. It's a pleasure to introduce to you, if this is your first time hearing him, Brandon Kruger.
Songwriting for me has always been something I've always held very near and dear. I always joke around on stage that I've never had enough money to go and talk to a therapist, so these songs have always kind of been something that I've leaned on. If there was ever anything I needed to get off my chest, or, you know, anything that I felt like that I just needed to be said. This last release, Foxhole, is one that I'm very, very proud of. A lot of times, you know, they just come from personal experiences as well, and I was bartending at this very old honky-tonk, super smoky bar in East Texas, out past the Piney Curtains, and I'd have a whole bunch of old war veterans that would come in throughout the week and get their draws of beer and swap stories, and it was so cool. I enjoyed it because I would always, you know, you'd never know what you were going to hear, but there was one day they got on the subject of race, and one older gentleman who didn't talk very much kind of speaks up in this really muffled voice, and he goes, "There's no skin color in a foxhole." It just totally kind of stopped me in my track, and I was like, wow, this is something that I had never thought about or never heard, and it was just really powerful, and I thought it was such a cool idea for a song. There's some lyrics at the end that says, "This life's too short to be a bigot, so just be kind and live it." So with that being said, I hope you enjoy Foxhole, and thank you so much for listening.
I traded in drawers for some things I didn't know. But there's no skin color in a foxhole, and if you weren't there, then you don't know. And if you're playing with fire, son, you bet that you're bound to get burned. And I'm living in that jungle, and you should always walk that straight and narrow. And at the end of the day, there's only one thing you need to know. There's no skin color in a foxhole. Skin color in a foxhole. Now it's been a few weeks since he's came in. That old boy liked to drink, it ain't like him. I started asking around, and next thing I found out, yeah, that he flipped that truck at least three times, and he never made it out alive that night. But I'm still living by those words to this same day. No skin color in a foxhole, and if you weren't there, then you don't know. And if you're playing with fire, son, you bet that you're bound to get burned.
jungle. And you should always walk that straight and narrow. And at the end of the day, there's only one thing you need to know. There's no skin color in a foxhole. Skin color in a foxhole. Still living by those words to this day, like there's no skin color in a foxhole. And if you weren't there, then you don't know. And if you're playing with fire, son, you bet that you're bound to get burned. And I'm living in that jungle. And you should always walk that straight and narrow. And at the end of the day, there's only one thing you need to know. There's no skin color in a foxhole. Color in a foxhole. 'Cause this life's too short to be a bigot. So just be kind and just live it. One, two, three. Got a good set of New Year's tires, top the oil, bottom lighter, County Road 69, now I'm heading north. I stopped off in Lincoln for some gas, damn these miles add up fast. I can't believe I'm 33 and got nowhere to be, and so I'll keep driving into the middle of the night, 'cause I can't fight it. How she's always on my mind, and I can't hide it. But I'm probably better off alone, so I'll keep driving. Yeah, I'll keep driving me home. Take me home, take me home, take me home, take me home, no, no. And I still see her in all the signs, at every county line, staring through pitted glass, chasing down horizons, hands stained from the rains, riding miles through my pain, just wishing you were riding shotgun right beside me. And so I'll keep driving into the middle of the night, 'cause I can't fight it. How it's always on my mind, and I can't hide it. But I'm probably better off alone, so I'll keep driving. Yeah, I'll keep driving me home. Take me home, take me home, take me home, take me home, no, no. A good set of New Year's tires, top the fluids, bottom light, County Road 22, and now I'm headed south. I stopped off in Jamestown for some gas, damn these miles out of fast. I can't believe I'm 33, got nowhere to be. And I can't believe I'm 33, got somewhere to be.
I hope you've been having a wonderful day. This is Tom Brousseau, and of course, this is the Great American Folk Show. Well, our next guest is a Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and musician. His name is Tony Camel, and he brought his banjo today, and he plays that thing so well, and also a six-string guitar. And his latest material, I found this kind of interesting, is influenced by both a Roman Stoic philosopher and his grandmother. And I just love that. He joins us now with a live session.
All right. Old woman on the corner asking for $2. Said it's all he needs to catch the bus to better luck. I handed him a Hamilton. He smiled through his fangs like he ain't ever seen $10 that wasn't made of change. I watched him scatter over to the liquor store he run. I hang my head in anger. He came out with 10 ones. He handed out those dollar bills two at a time till he had two left to get him down the line. It's a rocky road we're walking on. Yeah, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. In San Benito, Texas, where he left his old life, he wasn't going back until he got himself right. So he quit all of his drinking and all them weary ways. He headed back down home, San Benito way. His cousin ran a guide boat, said he could take him on cleaning boats and cleaning fish for tips at dawn. He said, I'm telling you, my cuz, I'll cut off my right hand if any man's cleaned a redfish better than I can. It's a rocky road we're walking on. Yeah, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Outside the ground station, a man held up a sign, read, repent all ye sinners, we're all gonna die. The old hobo took it from his hands and ripped it with a grin. He said, you've got it wrong, my brother, we're all gonna live. We're all gonna live. We're all gonna live. We're all gonna live.
Hey y'all, Tony Camel here, coming at you from my back porch here in Dripping Springs, Texas. I got a new record out, and it's called We're All Gonna Live, and I'm here on the Great American Folk Show to tell you all about it, and it's an honor to be here. We're All Gonna Live. I came up with that title when I was reading some philosophy, some Marcus Aurelius, which is a little cheesy, but it's true. There's a quote that stuck out to me, where he said, death hangs over us. While you're here, while it is in your power, do good. That's when the term or the phrase or whatever, we're all going to live, kind of popped in my head. So I'm going to share something with you guys in the spirit of realness here. There's a song on the record called Lion Through My Teeth. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you guys the demo that I made when I wrote that song, the night that I wrote that song, back in April of 2023. And this song is about meeting people where they are. In my case, it was coping with and dealing with the emotions around having loved ones with addiction issues, which I think everyone knows what that's like. But I never got anywhere with anyone in that situation unless I met them where they were. And I found by meeting them where they are, I saw them in a whole different light, and our relationship improved immensely. And because I knew I couldn't control them any more than they could control themselves in a lot of ways. And I knew that they weren't going to make any changes until they really, really wanted to. And they shouldn't until they wanted to, because it probably wouldn't work. But I think by sharing the demo here, even though I was kind of sick that night and my voice isn't all there, I still feel everything I was feeling that night, which is a mix of sadness, happiness, and relief, I think. I don't really know. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you listen to my record. The record's called We're All Gonna Live. My name is Tony Camel. That's K-A-M-E-L. And it's been an honor to be here on the Great American Folk Show. Take care, y'all.
Through the crack of an eye, look out to the world, twisted and turned, dizzy and swirled. There's dusk in the sky.
That's our show for today. I want to thank you for listening, and a special thanks to our guests. You just heard Tony Camel. We started the show with John R. Miller. We went to Rima and Jeffrey Roussard and Brandon Kruger. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. And theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer Elizabeth Rousseau helps out with the digital realm. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. And Ann Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.